بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In this ayat of bir, by which a person becomes a brar, Allah has taught us many lessons. Where Allah Ta'ala said with regard to the Jews and Christians, just because they faced the qibla of Baytul Muqaddas, which was even cancelled, they felt that they are pious and righteous, and they are the abrar and they are the pious. So Allah Ta'ala says it isn't sufficient just to have an outward show of Islam in pleasing Allah, but reality must be there. Then Allah explained all the details, and in this is a lesson for us that we must just not have an outward show of Islam, but in reality Islam is not in our lives. So with regard to the Jews and Christians further, the evil qualities that they had, one was that they said that the Akhirat is only for them, Jannat. وَلَنْ يَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا مَنْ كَانَ هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارًا, which was also a total wrong complaint. They have got all the evils in them, and they say Jannat is only for them. And further than that also, they claim that they are the chosen ones of Allah Ta'ala. So we mustn't fall in that trap also. That today if we see we are living the lives of the animals of the West, and we still feel we are the chosen people. If we see our dressing, whether it is our woman folk generally, top and pants, or even our men with all Western clothing, our children besides an Islamic name, they cannot be recognized as Muslims. Their hairstyle, their dressing, etc. And yet we are very happy that we are Muslims and we are going to Jannah. So Allah says we must not be fooled with our outside things. We must have the reality of Iman and Islam within us. The Jews and Christians further, with regard to the Malaika, their wrong beliefs, they said that Jibreel alayhi salam is their enemy, and they ascribe gunas for the Malaika. The Malaika, who are completely free of guna, they don't have the capacity of committing any guna, but they ascribe terrible gunas towards the Malaika also. As far as the Kitab, the Book of Allah, Torah, Injil is concerned, they changed it, they sold it for the benefits of this dunya. The useless, hardly temporary and hardly useless benefits of this dunya, they sold the Akhirat, and they changed the Kitab and gave the people masalas as the people wanted. So we have to be careful, isn't that in us also? To suit people, we give masalas. To suit the government, we give masalas, etc. So we have to be careful, and this is the lesson that we have to learn from this ayat, that we must not fall in the same trap the Bani Israel fell into, just because some outward show of Islam they got, and they felt that not only that they are Muslims, but they are the favorite and chosen ones of Allah Ta'ala. So with regard to all these matters, we must check ourselves also. And with regard to Akhirat, they said it's exclusive for them, and nobody else will enter Jannat besides them. And all the other aspects of Deen also, they brought all these wrong beliefs and just a little bit of an outward show of Islam, and they felt that they are good obedient servants of Allah, and they are the favorite ones of Allah Ta'ala. So in all matters, we also should check ourselves. Have we just got an outward show of Islam, or is Islam and Iman in reality in our lives? We can check it from morning till night. What is our life like? Well, what education we give preference for? Some of us openly, we say that na'uzubillah, dini education is not going to benefit anything. And the dunya's education, which is full of secularism, which means there is no Allah in there. There is no religion in there. And now with all the filth and dirt of sex education, of lesbianism, of homosexuality, but we give preference to that. and yet we feel we are good Muslims. What wrong am I doing? So we have to check ourselves very regularly and do an X-ray on the Quran Sharif and see for ourselves how much of Iman and Islam is in reality in my life and how much am I thinking I'm a good Muslim. So these realities are very necessary in this ayat, which is a great ayat, which is from the second half of Surah Baqarah, starts from here, and great teaching starts from here. And like at all places, Allah showed the ways of the Jews and Christians, particularly the Jews, how they went astray, so we don't go astray like that, and that we don't befriend them and become close. And unfortunately today, the Saudis have just become like the Yahudis. Not only that they are following with them, but they are even more ahead of the Yahudis also in the enmity of Islam and destroying Islam and right at the heartland of Islam. So we must be careful that we don't fall in these traps. May Allah save us, protect us, inshallah.